And there's another story that has been gripping the headlines and the state of Florida. What led a group of masked men last week to shoot and kill Bird and Melanie Billings? They're a married couple. They were the parents of 17 children, most of them adopted, many of those with special needs. Now, some new details have emerged. 7 men arrested in the case, 3 just yesterday. A suspect list that reads like it's out of a crime novel. There's an ex-convict who taught self-defense to children, a 16-year-old boy, an Air Force staff sergeant attached to an elite special ops unit. Now, here with more, we've got Tom Ninestein. He's the breaking news editor at the Pensacola News Journal in Pensacola, Florida. You're covering the story, Tom, and, you know, some people are comparing it to Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. What makes this case special?
Well, as you said, it just seems this loosely formed group of men tried a rather daring robbery. They were dressed in black. It had a lot of cloak and dagger elements to it. How they were able to perhaps avoid some of the surveillance equipment that the Billings family had set up for protection of their children. The fact that they arrived in a rather large van. Some were dressed, as the sheriff has said, as ninjas and came out of the woods in another direction to enter the house. And it just really has all the elements of a true mystery.
Now, how was it constructed, this crime? Did it appear to be a well-planned crime? Did it appear to be a crime? And, of course, this is all developing. Did it appear to be a crime that was purely intended to be a robbery and about money because this couple was wealthy? Or was this planned as a murder? Do we have any indication yet of how that is playing out?
We were able to find out yesterday, and we've posted the story on PNJ.com, our website, that they've been practicing for up to 30 days on how to pull this off. The sheriff and the state attorney, which is similar to the district attorney in New York, would be, have said that the main motive is robbery. There was a safe in the house we were able to ascertain yesterday. They didn't discuss what was in the safe, if any of the items were taken, or whether they've been recovered. So they've maintained that robbery was the main motive. However, there are some underlying motives that they've refused to discuss.
So, again, Tom Ninestein, you're the breaking news editor at the Pensacola News Journal. You mentioned that you've got a story up on PNJ.com. And what about the media in this case? You've got a sheriff who seems like he doesn't mind the camera. Tell me about your sheriff.
Well, David Morgan is in his first term as sheriff. He ousted a two-term incumbent. Sheriff Morgan ran 4 years ago but was unsuccessful. He's been in office since January, and this clearly is his first major homicide. Toward the end of December, there were several shootings in Escambia County, where he's the sheriff, and so, you know, he wasn't quite in office, but still has these shootings to investigate, and now 6 months into his first term, he's got this major crime with 7 people who are all looking at murder charges.
It's also, you know, Pensacola is a town, obviously, with a lot of military, and there's one person who is this Air Force staff sergeant. What do we know about this person's background? Were they someone who had spent a lot of time in Pensacola, based out of Pensacola?
He's actually out of Hurlburt Field, which is 2 counties over in Okaloosa County. There are some criminal charges in his background. We don't know that he used some of his expertise to pull this off. At one point, the sheriff earlier this week said that the couple were shot and the robbery had taken place with military precision, were the quotes he used, but he declined to really get into that.
Well, Tom, what is it that has gripped the community so much? I mean, you definitely see a level of emotion. Is it the tactics that you've just discussed there? Is it the senselessness of this crime? Or was there something really beloved about this family and this couple and their taking in of all of these children at what appears to be a fairly sizable complex there where the crime actually took place?
Well, John, I think it's all of those things. The mere fact that, you know, now a rather large family, especially some younger ones with developmental disabilities, are left orphaned now. That certainly has tugged at this community. It's a very caring community, a very generous community. But then also just the shocking aspect that five ninjas could, people dressed as ninjas, rather, could go into a house and pull off this awful crime.
You know, in the coverage, I've not been able to determine if the police have a suspicion that those kids and this family actually witnessed this crime. Can you give us any guidance on that?
One day earlier this week, there was a news conference, and the sheriff did mention that at least three of the children observed the intruders. I don't know whether there was an actual confrontation or whatever, but just observe the intruders in the house. Don't know if they saw all five or saw just somebody watching guard, but there definitely was some kind of observation there.
Tom, we don't have much time left, okay. But what are you looking ahead to as the breaking news editor? What are you looking to do next as a journalist?
Well, this morning the family held a news conference. Ashley Markham is the oldest daughter of the Billings, and what they've done is announced that they're going to have a trust fund for the nine youngest children. They didn't announce the details this morning, but we'll certainly be following that throughout the day. Their parents were known for their generosity, and they're going to try to follow in their footsteps. Obviously, as the seven people go through the court system, we'll be there.
Right.
Well, Tom. And we'll be following it on PNJ.com.
Thanks. Tom Ninestein, breaking news editor at Pensacola News Journal in Pensacola, Florida.